The Oaxaca Film Festival starts in early October, and an Arizona film about immigration is among those chosen. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, KJZZ's Matthew Casey introduces us to one of the actors who chases a big screen dream despite the odds stacked against Latinos in Hollywood.
Scene 78, take 4.
It takes hours to get a cast and crew on set to shoot just one part of a movie.
Set. Action.
The diverse team doing this project, called Eyes Upon Waking, has spent the last 2 weeks working long days at an unused school in Tucson. Fausto Olmos Renteria plays a medical technician in this film, but his main job is wardrobe supervisor, which means he picked the clothes for everyone in front of the camera. Olmos has been working in movies for nearly 2 decades.
I really love acting. Acting is natural to me.
Fueling this passion has always challenged the 43-year-old's work ethic. To take care of his family and chase his dream of one day playing a historical character in a feature-length film, Olmos has waited tables and driven a cab. Now he sells insurance.
Unfortunately, everybody in the business here in Tucson has a day job.
The goal is to make $60,000 a year so he can work in movies full-time. Olmos says that's peanuts for the industry. He doesn't have an agent, but being part of a small group of local Latino actors has its advantages.
Here in Tucson, I'm 1 in 5. If I go to LA, I'm 1 in thousands. So my chances are better here in Tucson than in LA or anywhere else.
A recent university study found that Latino actors like Olmos had just a tiny chance of getting a major role in a Hollywood blockbuster. As an independent actor, Olmos says he works in 6 to 10 productions a year. He recently played a supporting role in a film that's been selected for the Oaxaca Film Festival in early October.
Citizenship. My parents were never granted that right.
In the Disney United States, I play a father that immigrated to Arizona.
His character is a mechanic with a shop in the Phoenix area that gets raided by federal authorities. Olmos has played roles like detective, luchador, and gangbanger.
I'm not going to be the Tom Cruise of Hollywood, and I understand that, but I could be the Danny Trejo of Tucson.
The same university study that found Latinos hardly ever got main roles in big Hollywood movies also found very low numbers of Latinos behind the camera.
I was a little angry at first, and then really just motivates me. It gives me, how we would say in Spanish, it gives me more ganas.
Latina filmmaker Pita Juarez is based in Phoenix. She started out in journalism and has found success with documentaries.
I really like to direct, write, produce, and really take ownership of a story.
Juarez says she wants to build a culture of filmmaking and creativity in Arizona and open up the industry to people of color, especially women. To that end, she started the production company Mango Skies, and she helped organize Phoenix's independent film festival.
You know, people are lazy and say there's no talent here, but there is. You just got to look a little harder. You got to look in Merivale. You got to look in South Phoenix.
This wardrobe.
What's the TA on Jesse?
Walking now.
27.
Thank you.
At the unused school in Tucson, Olmos hustles to get a fellow actor from wardrobe back to the movie set so they can shoot the last scene of the day. Most of Olmos's acting work comes through the internet and word of mouth. Near constant rejection is a part of the deal, but being fully bilingual helps him get roles in Mexican movies shot in the Sonoran Desert.
They pay just like Hollywood pay, so those are really good, nice gigs.
5 of the last 6 Academy Award winners for Best Director have been Latinos. And Olmos says Latinos who've done well in Tinseltown often got their start in Mexico. He insists on seeing the study about the lack of Latinos in popular movies through a positive lens.
The little representation that we have is been good stuff, Oscar-winning stuff. So the potential's there.
Making 60 grand a year and becoming a full-time actor does not hinge on Olmos moving his family to Los Angeles. He's actually looking east toward New Mexico, where Netflix and NBC Universal are making big investments. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, reporting from Tucson.
And as we just heard, a study from the University of Southern California finds a lack of Latino representation both in front of and behind the camera. But our next guest says reports like that don't tell the whole story. Vanessa Erazo is the film and TV editor at Remezcla. She recently spoke with our co-host Mark Brody and explained there's an important semantic distinction that needs to be made when looking at who's making and starring in movies.
Yeah, so this study, they use the word Latino to also mean Hispanic, which would be people of you know, born in the U.S. of Spanish descent or immigrants from Spain, which the census usually asks if you're either Latino or Hispanic, which makes sense in terms of, you know, just counting, let's say, immigrants or people of different origins in the U.S., but the census does break that out into different countries, so we're able to see the differences. Where this study used the term Latino to mean Latino and or Hispanic, which in terms of filmmaking and in terms of the entertainment industry, really does make a big difference.
I wanted to ask about you mentioned that's a significant thing. I'm wondering, in the filmmaking industry, what is the significance of that?
I do think that the entertainment industry, there's an easier entry to being a director or an actor, sometimes when you're coming from other countries. Also, in those countries, they may have already made a name for themselves in their national, you know, local media world, and then use that success to convince those in Hollywood to hire you. Whereas in the United States, this is the only country filmmakers have to make it or break it. And they just don't have somewhere else to go to try to make a career before trying in Hollywood.
So you mentioned that the numbers are not good, especially when you break it down into U.S.-born Latinos. Just how bad is it?
It's really bad. The numbers that they presented, you know, the USC study, when you lump everybody together, so Latinos and Hispanics, immigrants and U.S.-born, it was about 4% of directors out of the 1,200 films that they looked at, which was the top 100 films of the year for the last 12 years. But when you break that down even more, even those who are of Latin American descent and born in the U.S., there was only 8 directors out of this, I think it was like 1,300 jobs across those 12 years of films. So it's a tiny, tiny percentage. Whereas the vast majority of the Latinos in the United States, I think it's something like 64%, are U.S. born. And we're often reflected in media as being immigrants and foreigners and not from here. We are giving the impression that there aren't Latinos who are American, who are born here, who are between the two cultures and can be a bridge between the two cultures. We just don't really see those stories very much in media because of this lack of representation behind the camera.
Well, it looks like when you consider in front of the camera, the numbers aren't much better.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was also something like 4% of, they looked at lead roles, lead or co-starring roles.
Well, does the success of a film like Roma, which of course is not an American film, it was a Mexican film, but does that help maybe open some doors for U.S.-born writers or directors or producers to try to get some of their movies made and distributed here?
I honestly believe that that's not the case. I think directors like Alfonso Cuarón and Guillermo del Toro and Alejandro González Iñárritu, they are anomalies, you know, in terms of they're incredibly talented. They're regarded as these genius artists. They've won countless Oscars. And they're at a point in their career where, you know, Alfonso Cuarón may not have gotten the funding for Roma at the beginning of his career, but after he's made these blockbuster, you know, Gravity is had a huge budget and won Oscars, he's at a point where, you know, it still wasn't a studio that funded that film. You know, it was his independent film company together with Participant Media that produced the film and funded the film. And it wasn't until after the fact that Netflix bought it for distribution. So even if that's difficult for him, having his history, that doesn't make it any easier for U.S. Latinos, because this is seen as a foreign film, as a Mexican film, as a film from this incredibly talented artist. But I don't believe it's changed any minds in terms of, because they see it as a foreign film, that doesn't make studio executives say, okay, now let's greenlight all these films about Latinos in English set in the United States. It's just, you know, it's apples and oranges.
Vanessa Erazo is the film and TV editor at Remezcla.